Blog Talk Radio.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ, located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is February 2022. And it is on the 9th, and so we're rapidly moving through the month of February. Starting off pretty cold this morning. It's in the 30s, like 32 here in Atlanta, Georgia, in the Riverdale area. But it's supposed to get up about 56 to 60 today, and so we'll be warming up just as soon as the sun decides to come up because it's still dark here right now. Hope that you're safe wherever you are, whatever condition you might be. I got a text from my cousin the other day up in Akron, Ohio, and he showed me all the snow that they was having up there. He said about 3 or 4 feet of snow up there, And I sent him a picture back of nothing but just beautiful sunshine, and the streets are clear down on this particular end. Both of us ride motorcycles, and it's always had something to do with that. And so he was saying that it'd be around about Easter or something before we get a chance to ride with this kind of weather. But wherever you might be, and wherever the weather still might be lingering on, we hope that you, we pray that you are safe. We're excited that at Graceview, because we next week we'll be meeting at 5843 Redan Road in Lithonia, Georgia. It's still sort of around the Stone Mountain area, but it's in Lithonia. It's in Lithonia, Georgia, 5843 Redan Road, and we'll be meeting. We'll be meeting there after 2 years in person. Some congregations are still flip-flopping back and forth. They'll go into church for a month or so, 3 or 4 weeks, and then they'll stop and go back virtual again. So it is something that's still got us trapped a little bit, but we're going to have our worship services then and there. So we ask your prayers upon that. Now, the song that was sung this morning was Your Grace and Mercy. And I know that it has been God's grace and mercy that has brought us through, brought each one of us on this call through, and because he has, we've dodged a lot of bullets. Some of us have dodged a lot of bullets lately. And it's been because of God's grace and mercy. And I would actually love to hear from you. You can email me if you want to. It'd be BradshawWillie@yahoo.com, BradshawWillie@yahoo.com. And just let me know what's going on with your family, how things are progressing. You know, I'd like to hear from Rick and from Jayla and from Savannah's been a minute since I heard from Savannah. Or Detroit last week, when you had your prayer calls, things that sort. So I'd like to make contact with you so we might be able to minister. I guess what I'm trying to say is we are family. We've sort of gathered a family here on this particular program. I feel like we're family. And so I'd like to know more about my family. So you can email me, if you please, at BradshawWillie@yahoo.com. And we'll respond back to you just as soon as we possibly can. The reason why I said that I believe we're a family, because on this program, I know over the few years or few months, we probably have lost some members of our families. Your loved ones have passed away, and of course we didn't know it. You didn't pass that information on to us. I know you asked for us to pray for them. Sometimes they're in the hospital, hospice, and hospice care. And nowadays, with this virus going around, there are some people that we saw Christmas that are already passed on. There's some people we saw New Year's Day have already passed on. So this virus is not letting you linger on like a regular common cold or something of that sort. It's pretty deadly, and I know that firsthand experience. That there's some people who may have gone in the hospital on a Monday, and next thing you know, on a Thursday, they've already passed away. So I know that we have had some people on this program to pass away, but you haven't let us know that. Of course, you didn't know how to let us know it, really. But now I'm offering you an opportunity to get just a little bit, give us a little bit more information, so that we can respond as a congregation, so I can respond to you as a minister, so I can respond to you as a chaplain, to offer up some kind of support in this situation. So BradshawWillie@yahoo.com, email me. This morning, knowing that we've had some deaths on this program and you've not told us about it, in the book of Psalm 116, it says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." Certainly God is constantly looking over us and watching over us, and there have been some people who have lost some loved ones, and you question that. You question why could have just, matter of fact, some lady just the other day said about her sister or daughter or somebody in her family that had passed away, and she said, how could a just God allow that to happen? Well, there are several reasons why that it occurring, but it's not that God just snatches your breath away from you for no reason, for no nothing. Sometimes you have an illness. Sometimes you have some pre-existing condition. And that's one of the things that's really going on about this vaccine and everything. I don't want to take it because my uncle died. He had 8 other things going on wrong with him before the virus even showed up. And I had an auntie who passed the other day, yes, or whatever, and she got the shot. She did, but she already had 6 things wrong with her. It don't do away with all the preconditions that you already got. It's supposed to take care of the virus, and so don't get it twisted, and then don't blame God for it. I'm thinking that's what I'm trying to tell you this morning. Don't blame God for it. This may sound to some insensitive, but here's the thing. Somebody says, how can a just God allow somebody in my family to die? But I want to mention this to you in Hebrews 9 and verse 27. Hebrews 9 and verse 27. This may appear to be insensitive to some people, but the Bible says, and it is appointed unto a man once to die, but after that comes the judgment. You are next. It just so happened that your loved one passed away before you did. Because death isn't appointed. Either you're going to die of natural causes, or you're going to die from some other kind of disease or something like that. It's in the program. It's in life cycles that all of us is going to die at some point in time. And so don't blame God for that. Don't blame the Lord for that situation, because at some point in time, it just so happened they went first, you were next. The death of a saint, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of a saint. In 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 18, then Jonathan said unto David, tomorrow is a new moon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat is empty. Yes, we mourn and we miss them. We miss our loved ones. We would love for them to live forever, but we don't see too many people living forever. So here's the thing about it: when we stop and think, and we don't like to stop and think because it brings about too much grief and everything. But when you stop and think about it, so far among us, there's not anybody who lives forever. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 12, he said, "We live and we die in the sight of the Lord. The eyes of the Lord over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers." He said, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. In Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 through 30, he says, the sparrow does not fall to the ground in death without attracting and notice of our Heavenly Father. Why death is precious in God's sight? Number one, because they are saints and not sinners. In Psalm 9, he says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. And number two is because it is the end of all human suffering, pain, trials, and hardships. In Revelation chapter 21 and verse number 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, and there shall be no more sorrow, no more crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for all the former things are passed away. Oftentimes at a funeral, and I've heard it more than a million times, when they get ready to talk about the deceased, they always say, he's in a better place. If he's in a better place, then we ought to rejoice about that. We ought to thank the Lord for his mercy if they're in a better place than being here. I often hear, and I've heard it more than 1,000 times, that probably the deceased would not trade where he is now. Now, that's what we say. Most we don't always know. And I don't know preaching about in heaven, because once one passed away, that's between you and the Lord. Y'all gonna have to reckon that at that particular point. We've gone as far as we can go, and we've said all that we can say. And so he says, there'll be more pain for all the former things are passed away. Three, because it is homecoming time when we go to see and to be with Jesus. In Acts 7, verses 55, he says, when they looked up into heaven, and they saw the glory of God, Jesus standing on the right hand of God. I usually use these two passages together. This one right here, Acts chapter 7, verse 55, where it says that Jesus standing is because our death attracts God's attention. We get God's attention. Most of the time you hear the Bible, you read in the Bible where it says that Jesus is sitting on the right-hand throne of his Father. And when Stephen was stoned, the Bible said that Jesus stood up. Stephen's attracted God's attention, and he stood up on his behalf. And the death of a saint returns to God who gave it. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse number 7, he says, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. In Jude 24 and verses number 25, he says, now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. And then in Revelation 14 and verses number 13, he said, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord henceforth, for they shall rest from the labors, and he says their works do follow them. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. The death of a saint, he says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of a saint. And so on behalf of the Grace View Church of Christ, we like to offer our condolences to those who are on this program who somewhere along the way have lost a loved one. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. Father, we do thank you, and we do thank you for the lives that have been lived and for all the good that they have done and for all the support that their family gave them. And we can only go so far. We can only go so far. But we thank you for the health and for the caretakers, those who have set their life aside that they might help others to continue to live. Continue to be with us. Give us the strength. Give us the strength to be with those who may not be as healthy as we are. We thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, what you're going to do. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with us now and forevermore. And let us all say on this program, amen, and have a super-duper week.